So IDX Flint is a program of IDX, or Indigenous Digital Excellence, an initiative that NCIE is running with the Telstra Foundation. And essentially, we are building everyday Indigenous Digital Excellence. So I should probably explain what we mean by Indigenous Digital Excellence, or IDX, which is essentially bringing together the wisdom and the know-how and the innovation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities over the past 70,000 years with new technology. So we say that's what IDX is. And we're really trying to ensure that our communities who, in some cases, have been disenfranchised or disconnected from community and society are able to, ride this digital revolution that we're in the midst of right now. And the Flint program in particular is about sparking an interest in communities across the country in these new technologies while enhancing their connection to culture.
And what sort of communities are you looking at? I mean, we're talking fairly regional, aren't we?
We're talking a real mix. So we've recently announced our second round of successful Flint communities. And so last year we worked in four communities in Wellington in New South Wales, Rockhampton in Queensland, and also up in the Territory at Canteen Creek and Gunbalunya. Our second round of communities is Alice Springs, Bourke, some range of communities in far north Queensland, Broome up in the Kimberley, and also we're going to be working with the Victorian Aboriginal Corporation of Languages across Victoria.
That's incredible. It's a big spread.
It is a big spread, and it just, speaks to the interest that we have in all kinds of communities excited about the prospects of using new technologies to enhance the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Look, Australia has a very, it's the size of the country, but a very big divide between the digital haves and the digital have-nots. I imagine that's even more troubling for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities where, as you mentioned, it's contributing to a great deal of disenfranchisement.
Yeah, well, there's, a real range of circumstances in every realm across our communities, and clearly access to technology is an issue in remote and regional places. In some cases, the access is quite strong, but we know that while lots of young people are dealing with smart technology, using smartphones and so on, they may not have use of the internet, particularly at home. They may have it in a school setting or a library setting, but not necessarily in their home. So we're trying to maximise the opportunities for them to engage in this technology and really get to understand it so that they can influence the way that it's used into the future.
And what are you hoping to see as the outcomes from IDX Flint? I mean, where do you want to see the program kind of bringing these communities?
Well, one of the beauties of Flint is that we allow communities to determine how they will use technology. We present them with an array of technologies, and we encourage them to scratch deeper to determine what's out there, what will actually work for them in their community. So in the Flint workshops that we're about to roll out, and in fact our IDX crew is currently in Bourke, which is very exciting, working with the Bourke District Children's Services and kids from 12 to 15 during their after-school care. And we say to them, okay, so your groups may be interested in computer programming or coding, robotics, 3D printing, even introducing drone technology to say these are just some of the ways that you can use technology in your communities. And then we let the communities tell us what it is that the participants in the workshops and the trainers that we train as part of the Flint process are excited about, depending on, what sort of application they see happening in their communities. And that can differ very much from, a remote setting to an urban setting, or even, their geographic location, which state or territory. Communities are using technologies in all kinds of innovative ways, whereas one may say we want to use it to develop, say, a language app. Others will say, you know, this will be very useful for us for digital mapping of country or for health or so on. And it really comes down to what excites people, and that's the whole point of the program being called Flint. It's trying to spark an interest in these technologies, and then the communities themselves determine where it goes.
And it has been generating that excitement by the sounds of it too.
It has. It's you know, just an amazing experience. It's a very much a two-way experience. So as part of Flint, our IDX team from the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence goes out into the communities, spends time training up local facilitators and trainers. So we're not interested in just helicoptering into a community, spending a couple of days and then cutting it out of there and not leaving some kind of ongoing legacy. So, you know, from very young people, obviously, our workshops are geared primarily towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people, but it's very much across the community kind of initiative where we have elders, as we did, say, in Rockhampton in Queensland, expressing, you know, a concern about engaging young people in cultural activities when, you know, perhaps they felt their heads were turned by new technologies. This actually brings them all together, and, you know, it's improving relationships in communities and building this thirst for technology. Once we've run our activities in communities themselves, those communities are then plugged into this, I guess, critical mass of communities that are using technologies in exciting ways. They're talking to each other. They're developing a peer group. So as well as obviously the good work we do in each of the communities, you know, you asked me what was our hope out of the program. That is to just build enough people, this groundswell in our communities, so that technology just becomes second nature. It's just accepted that this is something that we can use and we can determine how we'll use in our communities to make lives better.
It's an incredible initiative, and I genuinely can't wait to hear more about it. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Kirsty Parkish, CEO of the NCIE, talking about the IDX Flint program.